turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. New time for your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn. Lights, camera, action! You're on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your drive to the beach, or if you're going for dinner with your family. I'm so glad you tuned in.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
I am glad I'm here. I'm exhausted, but I'm here.
World traveler around the world.
It seems like that, trust me.
Well, really Niecy, also with Hollywood Connections, we're on VH2.TV. We're on Life Vision TV in Orlando. Niecy, you've got your own thing going as well.
Oh, God, yes. I have my own internet radio station, which is called The Inner Sanctum. And you guys can catch us on live365.com. If you want to send in your music, send in MP3s. We'll send it to our directors and have them take a listen to it. And if it works out, you'll be heard on the radio.
Well, I want to thank, because next Thursday we have another audition we'd like you at, because we had some amazing singers and some talent and some new reporters and models and actors. And before we start, I just want to thank EJ over at the Key West Center, because she's doing headshots for $45.
She is so awesome.
And she let us use her place, and so we're excited about that.
Yes.
EJ, we love you so much,
yes.
And I know you're listening, and we'll see you next Thursday at 6. We're having live auditions.
Okay.
So today, most of the people that are here, of course, we have Santa in the house.
Yay!
Santa's here.
Santa is here.
Santa's here.
I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt. It's not Hawaii, but it's the next best thing.
And I've got my Hawaiian land because you're on vacation.
Santa in August.
Of course I'm on vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
I got my elves dealing with the toys.
Right.
Okay. So,
they're into the cookies again, but, you know, Mrs. Claus has kind of got a handle on it.
She's got a handle. That sounds so cool. We also want to give a shout out to Groove.
Yes.
Groove Hub Nation with Tony Clark. We're trying to set up an event sometime in February. So, Tony, if you're listening, just give us a shout out and we'll go from there.
Yes, and I love the graphic art that you did for the show. It's amazing. I mean, just truly amazing. And he'll hopefully be at the audition next week as well. And Santa, I am so excited because I've never promoted Santa. I mean, I named my son after you.
Really?
Nicholas.
I'm going to get promoted? Wait a minute. I'm already the head slave driver, so where's this promotion?
Well, guess what?
From the North Pole?
Yes.
We're just as excited as you are.
I was interviewing Santa yesterday at the Key West, there by EJ, and I had no idea when I put him out there on Facebook as well, letting everyone know he was here.
Yeah.
A film director said, I want him in my movie. Oh. So he's already been discovered on Hollywood Connections.
Yay.
And there's more. Exciting.
Here comes Santa.
That's right. And we're going to play one of our songs from Donnie Most.
Okay.
Donnie can't call in. He was from Happy Days, but he actually wanted me to play the Santa the Bag, you know,
yeah.
that song.
Yeah.
And he's got other Christmas songs. Okay. So it's kind of like Christmas in August.
Are we doing Christmas today?
We are.
Okay.
I'm always doing Christmas.
I have my list already. I've got my Christmas list already.
Well, before we start.
Have you been naughty or nice?
I'm not telling you
Santa knows.
Santa knows.
Well,
Peter,
Santa does know.
Guess what? Nice. Since we have Lola, our station order, just walked by.
Yes.
I think with Hollywood Connections, we're going to have maybe a Christmas special. I've been telling Santa he needs to come on the show and do a special with me and Niecy and talk about the top 10 toys.
Can we have like food and stuff too?
Oh, yes. Oh, and cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, goody.
As long as I get
you
some.
Know, Mrs. Claus says I still got to fit on the sleigh, you know, December 24th. So she said, lay off the cookies just a little bit.
Well, yeah, you're doing great.
But then we can eat those cookies that you have to lay off.
But, you know, the Girl Scouts are having gluten-free coming up. I saw the commercial.
Okay.
Let's introduce everybody. And you are this gorgeous lady here that I met yesterday at our audition. And you came, you saw my ad, and tell us about yourself.
Yes, my name is Jessica Van Rooyen. And I just moved down to Florida officially, and I am beyond excited to be here and have this opportunity with you, Dawn.
Right. Well, I'm going to take her to the Tampa Bay Film Society on Tuesday. We're going to be there at the Oldsmar Holiday Inn. It's only $5 if you're a non-member, so make sure you come over there and say hello. We're going to be interviewing with, oh my gosh, so many people that are going to give testimonies, Niecy.
Okay.
Get ready for that.
Okay.
And we're excited. And I have this beautiful lady next to me, and you are...
Hello, my name is Lauren Lajas, and I'm a singer-songwriter, originally from this area. I was in L.A. for the past 3 years, but I'm back now, and I'm hitting the ground running with Dawn here. So.
That's great. Well, have you ever been on the radio before?
No, this is my first time. So.
Your first debut. Well, that gets you many more. I have friends that own 5 stations in Louisiana. I've got another one I was on in West Palm, so we'll be featuring this out to everybody. And Niecy, of course.
Yes, of course.
So let's kick it off before we're going to go into some Christmas music and some great opportunities here with call-ins. What song are we going to sing?
I'm going to sing one of my favorites today. It is called Bohemian Bliss with my awesome partner over here, Paul.
Okay, I'm going to switch the headsets, and you are live on 106.1 FM, The Heat. And Peter Blake, thank you so much for being here and producing the show and doing all our camera work. We're so proud of you.
As always, thank you very much. Appreciate
awesome.
It. Thank you.
All right, take it away, and I think we're going to need that mic over there. We are live, and you're singing... Yep, you're ready. We're live on the air.
Love's a deadly cage, disguised as paradise. You confirm it every time I look into your eyes. Baby, cut me loose, I need to make some moves. Even you, high and dry, is what's best for you. So let me be, just set me free. Let's not make promises you know I can't keep. Gotta hit the road, it feels good to my soul. Do you have the time? Cause it's time for me to go. Sayonara, see you later. I'm really doing you a huge favor. I have dreams to chase, no time to waste. Don't deny it to yourself, you wouldn't change a thing. You left your mark, you know you did. You left it on a place I know I won't forget. A face like yours, a town like this, can make a woman reconsider Bohemian Bliss, yes. Bohemian Bliss, yes. Staying in one place is no good for me. Told you from the start that I had gypsy tendencies. I'm just a small town girl who wants to see the world. It's me and my guitar, and it's gotten me pretty far. It's not your fault, I can't be tamed. Running wild is just in my DNA. I need my stage, my life's a dance. If you think you can't keep up, I might give you a chance. But if not, sayonara, see you later. I'm really doing you a huge favor. I have dreams to chase, no time to waste. Don't deny it to yourself, you wouldn't change a thing. You left your mark, you know you did. You left it on a place I know I won't forget. A face like yours, a town like this, can make a woman reconsider. I won't chase you, I'd rather chase the sun. I can't help it if I'm a little sayonara. See you later. I'm really doing you a huge favor. I have dreams to chase, no time to waste. Don't deny it to yourself, you wouldn't change a thing. You left your mark, you know you did. You left it on a place I know I won't forget. A face like yours, a town like this, can make a woman reconsider.
Plans. Where do you see yourself and what do you want to do?
Currently, I am working on just the exposure aspect of being a new artist. So I'm singing everywhere that I can possibly sing, making those connections and letting the world know who I am. You know, I'm a presence, I'm a force, and it's about time that, you know, Florida, making my way, you know, to the world to just, like, know what my passions are, singing, songwriting, writing projects and stuff like that, so.
Well, she's awesome.
I know. That's amazing. I have a booking agent that does a lot of things here in Clearwater, and she had moved away, and actually I put her on HSN with Keith Urban and got her a guitar, so she's like, Dawn, send me talent as well. So you know who that is. Yeah. I send it over for your hubby, too, which is awesome. Well, enjoy. Have a seat. We're going to have you come back as well, and we'll have you end the show. So you have another song ready for us, and just have a seat. And in the meantime, let's go to Donnie Most. You remember from Happy Days, you know, the man with the bag. This is a song that he wrote.
Okay.
And I said, since we have Santa, this is a dedication song from Donnie Most from Happy Days.
Oh, boy.
So we're ready. Enjoy this song, a little bit of Christmas in August. And remember, actually, download his music. It's fabulous. He's a swing band, and I'll tell you, I love his music. And we'll get him on the show again really soon. All right, we'll be right back.
Yay.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tinkle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you've made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again. Let's go! Good, make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting, they're all congregating, waiting for the man with the bag. Santa's the man.
And that is music from Donnie Most. His swing band is phenomenal. Donnie, thank you. I know you can call in tonight, but we'll get you back on.
So
in the meantime, before we start, this is another shout-out because we're excited. In the next week, we have John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard calling in.
And
I talked I know. He gave me a quick shout out. It was so cool. And we want to thank him. But here's a cool thing. He is a musician. He writes music. And I told his production team that I would definitely play his music. And he has a song. Peter, what's the song?
It is, what is John Steiner's song? It is, Can I Buy You a Beer?
Can I Buy You a Beer?
Can I Buy You a Beer?
Right.
All right, so okay. Here we go, John Steiner.
And he'll be on the show very soon.
Yes,
I'm excited.
Absolutely, so here we go.
Yeah.
John Steiner, you're listening to Don Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is Tan Talk Radio.
Just need a moment of your time, then I'll be out of your hair. And let you get on with the rest of your night. I saw the flag on your shoulder, saw the stripes up there on your sleeve. So I just had to come over, make sure you know your next round is on me. Can I buy you a beer or two? It's the least I can do, a humble salute. It were more than a gesture. Can't hold a candle to what you do. But I want you to know it's never unnoticed, and I got your back too. While I'm holding the woman I love, you're missing yours for miles and years. I'm with my boys at the bar, you're with yours, and God knows. We're making sure that the coast is clear. So can I buy you a beer or two? It's the least I can do. A humble salute of my gratitude for your sacrifice. Laying it on the line. You're always in my heart and in my prayers. So can I? I can do a humble salute of my gratitude for your sacrifice and laying it on the line. Can I shake your hand, say thank you, man, 'cause you're kicking ass, so I'm raising my glass, 'cause it's long overdue. This one's for you. Always in our hearts and in our prayers. You're always in our hearts and in our prayers. You know you're always in our hearts and in our prayers. So hey, can I buy you a beer?
Okay.
And that was John Steiner.
I know.
Dukes of Hazzard and also Smallville.
That's right.
All kinds of other shows.
I know. And I'm hoping to get my reporters in Louisiana over to him as well, because that would be such a memory miracle maker that they would just love to meet him. So, but he's going to be on the show. They already confirmed. It just depends on his traveling arrangements. So stay tuned.
He's been in the business for a while now. So that's
exactly.
A great get. As always, Hollywood Connections.
It is.
Now on Friday nights on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and you know what's so cool today is that we're from the auditions. We're finding the talent. And we have Santa. Now, I want to tell everybody, I know Nisi has some questions too, but we have the best Santa in the world. I'll tell you, right here on vacation. And if you want to book this man, I want to tell you, he is the real Santa. the real, tell everybody, you are the real Santa.
Well, I would hope so. I've been around like, you know, 1,000+ years now. So, yeah, I've gone through a few pairs of shoes.
Yes.
Okay. A few sleighs.
Okay.
Reindeers are still there. There's still plenty of those.
Okay, so Santa, my question is,
yes.
What do you do after December 25th?
Ooh. Well, the first thing is I pull off the boots.
Okay.
Because they're full. It's rain and snow and sand and some other things that are not mentionable, but that's okay on air, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, it's sit back, relax. Thank. First thing after that is I go and thank all the elves.
Aww.
For the wonderful job that they did setting up the deliveries, making sure all of the sacks were full.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things that they work on really hard is making sure the names stay on the presents. A lot of the times, the names will slip off, but they've learned to get it on there really well. And I'm actually starting to tell them to start using Sharpies, because guess what? It's not coming off.
It's not coming off. See, I would have thought the first thing that you did would feed the reindeer.
Well, I give them hugs.
You give the reindeer hugs?
I give the reindeer hugs.
Okay. So that would be my next question. What do reindeers eat?
They eat oatmeal.
Okay.
And grains. And there's some alfalfa that they love. And they get plenty of water.
Okay.
And they get the special ingredient Christmas Eve so they can fly.
Okay, I have one other
question. So people
question.
Think that when I come, when they see me out here right now,
uh-huh.
they think I came down in the rain with reindeer.
No.
No. I had to get on an airplane. Actually, I got on a C-130 the other day. It took a little longer to get here, but I kind of liked it because I was kind of rocking around.
Okay.
And you could hear the pops going, and it's a lot of fun. And I get to go slow. I don't have to, you know.
To be rushing.
Go warp factor 6.
Yeah. Okay, so my last question that I can think of right off the top of my head, because I know I have other questions. All of us have questions for Santa. Okay, so what do we do with the leftover cookies?
Ooh.
I know they're leftover cookies. I know Mrs. Claus has been baking, so what do you guys do with the leftover cookies? Because
well,
I'm a big cookie person.
I think Mrs. Claus eats them. That's what I think.
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Claus.
Oh, Mrs. Claus is going to get you.
Never
for
seen
that.
Mrs. Claus, so.
She is going to get you.
I'm
for
serious.
That.
What?
Huh.
What's wrong with
He's
some cookies?
Never seen You've never seen Mrs. Claus.
I've never seen Mrs. Claus. He's not as appearing as Santa Claus.
Okay.
Was you know, Mrs. Claus is more like the back office. She keeps, trust me, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be running anything, because she takes care of the presents and makes sure the elves get it all straightened out. She looks at the letters. She keeps the nice and naughty list. She keeps it. I review it.
It's okay to admire your work. That's
okay,
all I'm
so
saying.
We know
I
now,
make something, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, so we you're, know now that you're going on the naughty list.
What?
You know that. We just put you on ourselves.
I'm
we
naughty?
Just put you on the naughty
really?
List.
Really?
You know,
no.
I just took a peek of Santa's list, and he's got some names on here he wants to say hello to. So,
I was going to get to that, and you just jumped right
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, we wanted cookies. We wanted to know what happened to the cookies.
You know,
naughty list.
Watch out for my cookies.
Okay.
So Emmett?
Yes.
Santa's been watching. It's 128 days to go. Christmas is coming.
Dean
is there. And Dean, you need to help out just a little bit more. You've been doing good.
Wow.
But, you know, there's that Santa song that you better watch out, you better not cry. Santa's watching you every day and night.
And then there's Caden.
Caden and Wyatt, yes, you're being watched too. You're not going to get out of it that easy. You know, we're here.
Put my name down.
Yes.
Denise?
Denise?
Yes.
Denise, yes. But Denise, there is a question that Santa did have for you.
Okay.
You know. And
so wait, is this going to put me on the naughty list?
No, not quite.
Okay.
You're on the mischievous list.
See, Peter told you that. I know he did. See, I know Peter said that.
I didn't say anything. You do it to yourself.
The question becomes.
Okay.
It has been a few years since you have sat on my knee. How many years has it been?
Oh, it's been quite a few. It's been quite a few.
You remember the list that I just told you that Mrs. Claus keeps track of?
Uh-huh.
She also keeps track of when was the last time you were on Santa's knee.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I feel so bad.
She told me it's stacked up quite a bit.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her I'm going to send her cookies to get my name off.
She likes the chocolate chips.
She likes chocolate
chips. She likes the chocolate chips.
She's got them coming, Santa.
And Santa, there's one more, Christopher, also.
I know Christopher's there.
I
was saving him for last.
I know.
Because he's named after me.
So is Nicholas,
so
my son.
He's, you know, he can't get off the list.
I know.
You know. So he's been good.
Oh, good.
And he's been watching.
Hey, Santa, how about this? Niecy, we just do a special into Hollywood Connections, and we can have the parents have the kids call and talk to Santa live on the air.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be really cool?
Oh, we could do that easily.
I know. Okay. And he could do story time.
Why don't we just do it on air? Why don't you bring the kids all in the studio?
I think we could do that even.
You know
that's
what? That
great.
That would be really cool.
Be great.
I would
That'd
love
be mischievous.
That. Yes.
Mischievous.
Say that again. Try to say that really
mischievous.
Fast.
Forget it.
Well, you know, where can somebody call and book Santa for all these Christmas parties besides me and Niecy going out and getting some ideas as well with our promotion?
Well, my local phone number is, yes, I have a local phone number in every city and town, and that is 727-510-5608.
There you go.
And I got that number.
And your website.
And if you want to take a look at some of the pictures and and some of the other things and the pets that I have on there, because in Florida, those are people's fur babies, too.
That's
true. And they need love.
That's right.
That's true.
My dog is definitely bad, so he's on the naughty list.
Well, they've got a different list. You know, it's, no, we won't go there today. But
Your website, Santa?
It's getting there.
Okay.
My website is TampaBaySantaClaus.com.
Okay.
And
Peter, you got that?
Kids can go on there. They can send me a letter on there. You look at all the pictures. And there's also a special page on there for special needs children and families.
Oh,
because
that's cool.
They are important. A lot of times, and people, you know, the holidays, everybody gets busy, and a lot of those children cannot go to the malls because of their special needs or their special requirements. And Santa loves to come out and visit them and make it a special occasion just for them.
Oh, that is just so awesome. Okay, I'm gonna go with you, Santa. I'll be your helper.
Well, Santa, I have another special surprise for you. And Patty, we have a Santa for all your events. So we're excited. Peter, do you have some General Hospital music?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that right, Patty?
I can put some on here
in
a little bit.
Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless. Yeah. I used to watch that when I was, newly married and younger kids.
Okay.
And you iron. Who irons these days?
I still iron.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
I'm a steamer.
I still iron.
Well, while Peter's
still domesticated to a certain extent.
Well, looking for you. I just, okay. So, Peter, we need to play Deidre's Interviewed with Gerald Knowles. He had a big indie event that was in South Florida. He's going to do it in Vegas, and we're also going to be in Vegas for the Anti-Bullying Award show.
Yes,
and so,
I'm so excited.
As soon as we're done, we're going to play the two reporters' interviews after Patty. But let's introduce Patty. Well, the music is going on, and I want our new reporter to try out here and interview Patty. Now, you don't know anything about Patty, okay? And I want you to say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and she's trying out today, Patty. So let's see if she's going to make the cut. All right. And well, that beautiful music. Do you watch soap operas?
Oh, no, I do not.
Okay. But you know about soap operas.
Oh,
of course.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. You're going to cheat and give it to her. So in the meantime, take it away and say reporting for Hollywood Connections.
All right. Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
And
we're
name?
With Dawn Reese, and I am Jessica Van Royen. And who do we have here today?
I'm Patty Warinsky, and I have the company called Soap This, and we do celebrity charity events with the soap opera stars. We represent all of them, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Bold and Beautiful, and Young and the Restless.
Wow, well, it is beyond a a pleasure to meet you and get to talk to you. So what is one of the number one things that you love in this field?
We've met a lot of great people through we've been doing this. My sister and I have been doing this for 10 years, and we've put on some great events, have met some great people from all over the country, and the actors that we work with, they're all great.
That's wonderful. And you said you work with your sister?
Yes.
And you also have an event coming up.
Yes. Our next event is, everybody's been asking us to do another Young and the Restless event. So it is October 13th. We are bringing Daniel Goddard, the Australian who plays Kane Ashby on the show. And for the first time, we are bringing Jason Thompson. Jason Thompson used to be Dr. Patrick Drake on General Hospital. That was Rick Springfield's son on the show.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Rick Springfield was my first interview in college, everybody. And when I went through broadcasting school back in the days in L.A. And the funny thing is, you really wanted to get Rick to come to your event, and you ended up meeting him.
Barbie and I met him last year when he did the concert at Capitol Theater.
Right.
We went down the street after to eat, and it was at the O'Keefe's.
Right.
And all of a sudden, here comes Rick into the restaurant. So we got to meet him when he was walking out. Barbie and I went and stood by the door. And we told him, we said, we've been trying to meet you for 10 years. And he goes, what took you guys so long?
You know, his mom actually came on the interview. And he was just, because I've never done this before. So that was really cool. So in this event that's coming up, tell us, Patty, what you just did. The last event, you were just at the Rays game. How much fun was that? You had a special VIP box.
We had an amazing event. In June 23rd, I've been working with the Rays since last November. We had two suites, private suites, up on the Rays level, you know, where the suites are. It was unlimited food and drinks.
Wow.
And I had two actors who were very big, Will DeVry from General Hospital, who plays Julian Jerome, and Greg Vaughn, who also won the Daytime Emmy this year for Best Supporting Actor on Days of Our Lives, and Days of Our Lives won the Best Soap of the Year. So we had both of them at the event. We were we played the Yankees, which we won.
Yay.
And after that, we had a cocktail party because it was an afternoon game. So we were at Acropolis Restaurant down in St. Pete on Central, the Greek restaurant, and we had a great time.
I was working that day in my other job, and I was outside. I came home. It was so hot, and I was like, I so want to be at this event. And if I would have had this reporter over here, I would have sent her. Which is awesome. You know, Patty, you've been doing this for so long, and you're branching out to other cities as well.
Yes. Last September, I took Greg Vaughn and the guy that plays his brother on Days of Our Lives, Eric Martsoff, and I had the event in Chicago. And that was amazing. So,
oh my gosh! Yes. Well, we're excited.
My hometown.
Yeah, oh, is it really? And
yes.
That's her hometown.
Oh, so now Jason Thompson, who came from General Hospital, he's playing Bad Billy Abbott on Young and the Restless, and he's doing an awesome job. So we are so excited to have Jason Thompson coming to our event for the first time.
That's exciting. And you know what's so cool? I have to tell everybody, because I thank you. That was very good. Intro, you kept going. You didn't stop. People aren't turning the channel.
Thank you.
What I really like about your events, you haven't been to one yet.
No,
I will tell you, there are so many soap opera gift awards that you buy these tickets and you can win all these prizes with soap opera stars, bags, and gorgeous purses. And what I really enjoy, the soap opera, where the soap opera stars can interact and you do a soap scene with one of their favorite stars, you know, their
fans.
Yeah,
we have great raffle gifts. The people, but like Dawn said, you buy tickets for the raffle gifts. We have auction items. And I actually have, I have pillows made up with each actor, their picture on the pillow.
Oh, cool.
I have this girl that makes me a blanket.
Okay.
It's a blanket. It's a beautiful blanket with their pictures on it, each actor.
Wow.
And those are auction items. Sometimes we auction the actors off for a breakfast the next morning. And that's a lot of fun. At our last event in last April, when I had Michael Easton here, who's a big actor.
Wow.
People bid to have a drink with Michael Easton before the cocktail party. And people are so excited when they can have a chance to do something like that, because at other events, they basically stand there and sign autographs. You get to see them for 5 minutes and the event's over. So at my events, I make sure that the fans and the actors have a great time. You get to spend a lot of time with the actors at my event. And like Dawn said, we write a little script, like 5-10 lines. And people sign up if they want to do it. And we pick people and they come up and act out a scene, who wants to be a soap star with the actors.
That is beyond the coolest thing I've ever heard.
It is so much fun. So, like I said, my events are a lot of fun. We offer different price points for tickets. It starts at $100 for the meet and greet.
Okay.
And we used to do a luncheon in the afternoon. And we decided to do away with the luncheon and we added a photo shoot. So now everybody that pays for the meet and greet photo shoot, you get an 8x10 color picture of yourself with the actors.
Wow.
And while the meet and greet's going on, we get that picture developed so they can sign everybody's picture.
And I have to tell you, thank you, because Kathleen Gotti from
Oh my gosh, she was amazing.
Yes, and she was so sweet. She interviewed with me as well and so down to earth. And that was, you know, and she gave me a shout out for the show. And other stars that were there as well. I want to thank you so much. I know we have a couple callers, but we're going to go to that in a minute. I do have to play one of my interviews for my reporter with Gerald from the Indie event. So we'll be right back. Enjoy. This is what I do with my reporters.
Yes.
And Niecy and I are out on the red carpet as well with Sunburst Convention coming up.
Yes.
And we were just at SharkCon and Richard Dreyfuss. All these great fun things are happening and bringing to the show. I'll be right back.
Veronica reporting for Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on 106.1 FM The Heat, and I'm here with Jared Knowles, the CEO and founder of IndieWise and Widescreen Film and Music Video Festival. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to be here, and Dawn Reese is just amazing. She always sends the best people to our festival, even Dr. Ali, you know, former wife of Muhammad Ali. She sent last time, and so much great people like yourself and you know, to come here and interview me. So it's a pleasure. I'm feeling good today.
Awesome. So how did this event come to be?
Well, you know, it was a God-inspired idea back in 2014 when, you know, I was going through a rough period in my life. God inspired me to do a festival because he said, you know, if I focused on helping other people be successful, that's when I'd experience true success.
Awesome. So did you go to school for filmmaking, and when did you start?
No, I didn't go to film school, actually. My background's in IT. I'm a tech guy, and, you know, I realized film was my true passion in my senior year.
Do you have any other upcoming projects or any advice for young filmmakers?
Oh, yeah, advice is just to, you know, don't take no for an answer and keep moving forward. You know, you never give up, you know? It's going to be hard. It's going to be some of the hardest things that you'll ever do in your life, but you got to stay motivated, stay passionate, and pursue your dreams at all costs. You don't give up, and you don't let anyone tell you anything negative. You don't let anyone tell you you can't accomplish something that you set your mind to do. Because as people, we're powerful. We can accomplish anything we set our minds to. There's people that build rockets that go out of space. You know what I'm saying? And so that alone shows you how powerful as humans we can be if we apply ourselves.
So what inspired you to start your companies?
Well, you know, just giving people priceless opportunities that they wouldn't usually have.
That's awesome. So do you have any social media links, or how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, Instagram is The Legend Jared, and that's J-A-R-R-O-D, The Legend Jared, J-A-R-R-O-D. And then, you know, there's IndieWise, I-N-D-I-E-Wise. And you also have Widescreen Festival, my other festival, so.
Awesome. We'll be on the lookout, and congratulations for all of your accomplishments so far. Thank you so much for interviewing with me. And back to you, Dawn, in the studio.
Okay, we have one more. Carrie is our Michigan reporter for the World's Tourism Pageant System, which I highly recommend. Guess what, Niecy? I'm putting together a live event December 8th or 9th. We're closing that deal, and we're looking for girls 5 and over, and the reporters are worldwide, so I'll be doing a live event. If you are interested in the Florida event for your girl and go to Nashville with me, text me at 727-871-7788. Or if you want the world title information, I'll send you that as well.
And that's 5 years old or 5 feet, Dawn?
No, actually 5 years older, and okay. I'm 5 feet. I'm 5'4". So anyways, let's go to Carrie's quick. She did a little concierge part.
And Carrie's watching. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
And she's on the line. And so let's play her interview. Yep.
Yep, let's go to her interview. We'll be right back. So what I'm trying to do.
This is Carrie O'Gorman, your world's Miss Tourism Lifetime Queen, and I am here at Hebner Canoe Rental, and I am reporting live for Don Reese on Hollywood Connections and the VH2 TV, along with the Tan Talk Radio. If you are interested in becoming part of the World's Miss Tourism Pageant, please go to www.worldsmisstourismpageant.com. This is Carrie O'Gorman, and I am here at Hebner Canoe Rental, and I am speaking with
Alan Hebner.
All right, Alan, and how long have you been involved with the Hebner Canoe Rental?
I've been renting canoes since my mom started it in 1953 in Milford, Michigan. We're still in the same location we've been since 53.
Wow, that's a long time, and I'm glad to see that you're doing so well. We've got gentlemen going out in the kayaks right now and having fun. So I just want to also ask you, what all can people do here in the Milford area with the canoe rental?
Well, we have a nationwide mission of No Child Left Inside. And no dog left inside, by the way. This is our mascot. This is Chip. But we have a mission of getting No Child Left Inside of outside of any age. We want to get people in the outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. The paddle sport, canoeing, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, is just one way for the gateway to get into the outdoors. We have hiking here. We have snowshoeing in the wintertime. But the idea is to get the kids outside. Once they get outside, maybe they'll get rid of these things called computers that they're playing with all the time. And I've been in love with the outdoors my whole life since we went mountain climbing in the Rocky Mountains. And I love the outdoors, and when you're in love, you want to talk to people about it. So my whole life, I've been sharing this message of the outdoors is a wonderful place to be. And animals love the outdoors, too. So
now, obviously, this is a pet-friendly place. People can take their dogs with them.
We get calls all the time, do you allow dogs in the canoes? We allow dogs in whatever somebody has in the canoe. Sometimes the dog doesn't like a canoe, and they might decide to tip the canoe over. So it's up to that person to decide whether they're going to stay still in the canoe.
I have to say, we were one of those a couple years ago, so I know that the water is warm here, so if you do tip, you're not going to freeze to death right now. The Huron Waterway, you're part of that?
About 5 years ago was delegated as a national water trail. That's why we're getting people from over the United States now, because they read about this water trail in Michigan. Well, how can there be a new national park in southeast Michigan? Well, the water trail is the Huron River, and it's 100 miles from here, and there's canoeing and overnights all the way down from here down to Lake Erie where it comes out. By the way, it goes through Ann Arbor. That's one of the big cities it goes through.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to rent a kayak from you and take camping equipment, they could stay overnight?
We have overnight camping all the time, canoe camping on the river. We also have a modern campsite on Proud Lake just above us here. If somebody wants to sleep with an air-conditioned camper, they can stay at the campground and still go canoeing from the campground.
Oh, that's nice. Now, where can people find you on social media?
Okay, well, this is our brochure. It's still available to us, but our website is hebnercanoe.com, and we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on the website. All the information you need would be right there. And I love to meet people, so if you come out and you see here, I would like to talk to you. I'm never too busy to talk to somebody. My name is Alan Hebner. I've been doing this my whole life, and I still love every minute of it.
Now, wasn't Hebner Canoe Rental awarded something a couple of years ago?
We were given the award for the longest existing concession in the state of Michigan. We've been here 60 years renting canoes in this park. It's called Proud Lake State Recreation Area. We also are in Island Lake Recreation Area, which is near Brighton. And then Kensington Park, we have locations there. And also Newburgh Lake, which is in Wayne County on the Hines Parkway.
Wow, so you've got business going all over down in the lower part of Michigan. So this is great news for everybody. If you're interested in coming to Hebner Canoe Rental and having a fun time out on the river, please go to the Hebner Canoe website, and you can find them at Hebner, HEAVNERCANOE.com.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved.
Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercials, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally, we are slammed with work for 2 months straight. So his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
End with a show, with a song.
Okay. And there you go. We're back.
Yes, yes. We also have a 30-second spot with that as well. And I know. So that's easywaynetwork.com. Check out Eric. He's in a huge meeting
right now.
It's a minute
45 right there.
I have two quick, because I know we're really pushing for time. But Ramsey's of In the Mirror is watching. We want to say hi.
Hi, Ramsey.
And we also want to say hi to St. James out of...
Yes, our beautiful backdrop here. He actually surprised me and bought that for me. And we have to get him on with some specials and with our indie searches and start featuring him as well, because his music is totally amazing.
Yes, and next week you're going to have to call in and let us know, St. James, what you guys are up to.
Yes, please, and play his favorite music.
Yes, I love his music.
I know.
Guys.
So Santa, we're gonna have you come back some more often. What do you think about having the Santa Hour under Hollywood Connections?
I think that would be pretty cool.
I know. We just have to find your time, Niecy.
Yes.
And you have an elf that you can bring to the station.
Yes, she was supposed to call in today, but she was having a football game with the other elves.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She told me she had the ball and she wasn't giving it up.
Oh, I got you. Well, I think story time with the kids, and I can go into the different areas with all the preschools and the grade schools and talk to the teachers and bring these kids in. If you have some children that would like to meet Santa and kind of hang out with him on the radio, I think it would be awesome.
Oh, that would be
so
fun.
Cool.
I do too.
Because that means Santa doesn't have to sit in the chair.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can interact the children. I can get on the floor.
Two guys that were here in June at the
Rays
game.
Okay. Oh, how fun. Yay. Yeah, we have Patty here from Soap This. Please go to Facebook and put Soap This and see all the amazing opportunities that she's doing. I'll tell you.
I got a question for Patty. You talked about the daytime Emmys. They used to have All My Children. They used to have Guiding Light. They used to have As the World Turns. Ask me why I know that, because I have sisters, moms, and grandmas who used to watch it. How do they still have a daytime Emmys with only two soap operas?
No, there's four.
Oh, is there?
There's four.
Days of Our Lives. What else?
General Hospital.
Okay.
Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless.
Okay. See, there you go. Four?
Oh,
but for awards show, though?
Impressive, Peter.
Also,
four sisters.
You know what? I got to tell you, Ancestry.com, I found out George Lucas could be one of my, I have so many celebrities and queens and kings. I've got some people I need to contact to get them on the show, because I could really be related to them. Oh, and your sister popped up on mine, so I could be related to you.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
I got to figure that out. Seriously.
We're crazy.
I know.
Of course.
So anyways, anybody that likes to cruise, my other job is I work with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers in Tampa, and we are giving away a new cruise coming up. We have two cruises coming up.
Okay.
So please text me at 727-871-7788, and I will text you the link that you can sign up for the cruise giveaway. And if you're planning a cruise, actually I'm training with Carnival right now, so I'm really excited, and I've been booking some cruises for Carnival and, Royal Caribbean, so please.
I've never been on a cruise before.
Oh, Peter. You know,
seasick.
Peter, guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? Okay, Mama J, my friend, of course.
I know Mama J.
Yes, of course. She's in Knoxville. But real quick, she's putting a birthday cruise together. So guess what?
Wow.
We could do a group cruise for Hollywood Connections and tell our listeners or anybody that wants to go, we can do it.
I got to take the motion sickness pills because I have vertigo.
We'll get some soap stars on there, too.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it all. Let's get Santa out there, too. All the reindeer.
Patty.
Let's get everybody. Let's Let's get everything.
Oh, we could rent the auditorium for the Soap Stars. That's what we did with the Comic-Con event. So that would, we got to say, oh, we could do a flyer. Santa, you could go too.
I just said that. You stole my idea. I just said that.
Patty's going to tell us right quick how to get tickets, where to go, and all that good stuff.
Okay, follow us on Facebook. The event's going to be at the Feather Sound Country Club. It's October 13th. Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets. We only have 8 weeks left till the event, so we've put a deadline for tickets for September 15th or 16th to start buying your tickets. You don't want to miss out on this event. Once you've been to a Soap This event, you do not want to miss anymore.
It's definitely a memory maker, and we're going to be actually promoting this on the air, running commercials, Patty, for you, and we're so excited. And we're going to be promoting this every time we're outselling airtime and letting businesses know. So you're on our team. You're
always like Patty in the studio.
Before we end, we want to thank Santa.
Why, thank you very much. It was my pleasure being here with all of you children.
Yes, and we wanted to tell everybody your name.
Yes, thank you. I'm Jessica. I'm beyond excited to be here.
Thank you. And Patty, thank you. And Nisi?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, so we're gonna close the show with this amazing thing. You're telling everybody your name again.
My name is Lauren Lajas, and you can find more information at laurenlajas.com.
All right, well, let's close the show. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen. I'll tell you, prayers work. I've had miracles this last week, and I just want to thank beaminghopechurch.org for my pastor as well, and we're ready to go.
And don't forget Sharknado 6, Sunday on the Sci-Fi Network. Of course, you did all those interviews at SharkaCon, so there you go.
Yay.
8 o'clock on the Sci-Fi Network on Sunday. There
Yay. Okay. Smooches, you guys.
You set her free, but living in the past isn't freedom. I'm giving you something to believe in, trying to show you what you deserve. Doesn't take too much to see your heart is broken, but I'm standing here with arms wide open to rekindle some of that self-worth. Let me show you to the sun. Light up your darkest sky. Show you what your love is like. Give me till the day is done. Give me a chance to set you free. Show you what your love can be. Tired of the same old things that only ended up hurting you. I can tell you don't wanna trust what you're feeling. You don't wanna have these feelings for me, but ease your mind, cause I feel them too. Let me show you to the sun. Light up your darkest sky. Show you what your love is like. Phenomenal is the pain, but it doesn't have to be that.